Harry Smith has been on a campaign to remove the chancellor or force him out ever since 2016, when the chancellor and the trustees rejected a business deal that Harry Smith had proposed that involved East Carolina. And Harry Smith undermined the chancellor in many ways. First and foremost, he constantly attacked the chancellor in his contacts, his texts, his emails, his phone calls with trustees, and tried to convince them to force Chancellor Staton to accept a settlement and leave. He undermined the chancellor by trying to negotiate an employment agreement with the athletic director without the chancellor's approval. He undermined the chancellor by contacting a university that had a legal dispute with East Carolina University without the chancellor's approval. I mean, there are just so many ways that he has been doing this.
Just to give us some context, have you seen this kind of action being taken by a chair before?
No, these are abnormal and extreme actions, and he was obsessed. I don't think the public appreciates just how relentless Harry Smith has been. I mean, Margaret Spellings told me that virtually every conversation she had with Harry ended up with some discussion of ECU and his criticism of the leadership, and there are numerous Board of Governors members and Board of Trustees members who've had the same experience. I mean, he has just been absolutely obsessed about this issue, and to be honest with you, he has been one who has criticized other people at the university, John Fenebresque, who was chairman, Margaret Spellings, who was the president, Henry Hinton, who was on the Board of Governors, and now Cecil Staton, and he'll find somebody else to go after, I'm sure, but it's just been very destructive.
In your statement, you said that if Smith continues in this position as chairman, he's going to do damage to the UNC system. What kind of damage do you foresee?
Well, he's already done damage. Harry Smith is the reason why Margaret Spellings left. He does not have a full-time job. He treats the UNC system as his full-time job, and he supplanted her in managing the university. He would call her 5 times a day, text or email her 20 times a day. I mean, this is just not what a president of an organization wants from their board chair. And she, you know, I think had it and just went back to Texas. And we lost, I think, one of our greatest university administrators. She was extremely talented and was doing a very good job. But when Harry became chairman, it became untenable for her to stay. And now he drove out Chancellor Staton. You know, I think Dr. Roper thinks this will end it. I think that's a mistaken viewpoint.
You know, ousting Smith would require a two-thirds vote by the board. Do you think those votes are there?
Unfortunately not. I mean, I think it's very frustrating that people look at what he has done and just sit back and accept it. I think it's very frustrating, but no, I don't.
Were there concerns about his leadership before he became chairman?
There have always been concerns, and until the rest of the Board of Governors decides to make a change, it's going to continue.